Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We hear quite a lot about what is called heartfelt religion. Preachers ask their hearers to give their hearts to Jesus or let God live in their heart. There is much talk about the heart, but do we understand what the Bible teaches with respect to the heart of man? There is much misunderstanding in the world concerning it, and it forms the basis of much false teaching and false hopes and false expectations and false security resulting from dependence upon emotional feelings as evidence of salvation. It also causes people to close the heart to the truth. You can hear people say, "I know that I am saved because I feel it right here in my heart," and they pound their chest. Others have been heard to say, "I can tell you the very moment that Christ came into my heart," and begin recounting some experience, even again pounding their chest, which contains the blood pump of the body. Friend, there is a physical heart, but there's also a spiritual heart. The physical pumps the blood through the arteries and veins of the body. It is the center of the circulatory system and operates involuntarily. The operation of the physical heart is often affected by emotions. We speak of the heart skipping a beat at certain stressful times. Emotions affect so much of the operation of the body, including the digestive system, the respiratory system, the nervous and circulatory systems. And because of this, some religious exercises are designed to arouse the emotions and stir up people and get them excited and produce a physical reaction due to emotions and make people feel good and produce some kind of emotional response and then call it the operation of the Holy Spirit on the heart. Sometimes it's even called getting religion or enjoying the Spirit. Now, while emotions affect the body, emotions are simply the result of what we believe to be true. If we believe something good, we'll feel good. If we're convinced of something bad, it makes us feel badly. How we feel does not prove what we believe is true or false. Therefore, emotional reactions are not reliable as a source of evidence of salvation or the operation of the Holy Spirit or much of anything else. Such reactions are never cited in the Bible as a means to know that we are saved. Emotions can be the same when the truth is told or when a lie is told but believed to be the truth. We may well be emotional when we are saved, but we do not know that we are saved just because we become emotional. Our feelings only reflect what we think is true, not necessarily to determine what is true. Now let us consider some examples where the reliability of emotions and feelings is not at all evident. Do you remember the time when the brothers of Joseph sold him into slavery and told their father Jacob that they found Joseph's coat stained with blood? They led Jacob to believe that Joseph was dead, and he could not have felt worse about it even if it had been true. Scripture says he would not be comforted. But Joseph was not dead. Jacob's emotional reaction was due to what he believed to be true, but what he believed was not actually true. Paul, formerly known as Saul, was a persecutor of the cause of Christ before he was converted. But he did what he did in all good conscience, thinking he was serving God by suppressing what he believed to be a heresy, Acts 26 and verse 9. He admitted that he had been a blasphemer and a persecutor, even consenting to the death of Stephen, but all the while he felt confident he was doing what was right. But we know he was wrong. He later knew he was wrong. His feelings were not reliable to determine what was true or false. Have you heard of the pagan mothers who have actually thrown their children into the river for food for crocodiles, thinking these creatures were gods and they were worshiping them? Friend, they felt they were doing right. How horrible was their activity? And just consider your own experiences. You hear bad news and feel badly, then it turns out not to be as you first thought. Were your feelings reliable to tell you what was right and wrong and true or false? Or did your feelings simply reflect what you thought was accurate? We can best understand biblical teaching on the heart by studying what the Scripture reveals that the heart does. The Bible heart is capable of intellectual activity. By the heart, a person thinks. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Before the flood, in Genesis 6 and verse 5, we read the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Jesus said to the scribes in Matthew 9:4, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? By the heart, a person reasons. In Luke 3 and verse 15, all men reasoned in their hearts concerning John. Mark 2 and verse 6, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Well, it is with the heart that man understands. Jesus said, for this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and notice, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Matthew 13:15. Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 32:4, the heart of the rash shall understand knowledge. Well, when we consider the heart of man as the Bible speaks of it, we're talking about that part of man that thinks, that reasons, that understands. The heart of man is also that which possesses the power of determination and volition, the power of making decisions and choices. The heart contains the motivating activity turning a person into a certain direction toward various activities and conduct. We call it the heart of man. It is with the heart that man purposes. Barnabas went to Antioch to preach, and we read in Acts 11 and verse 23, he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, let each man do according as he hath purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Yes, the Bible heart is the will of man. It has the power to determine his actions and motivate his conduct. In Daniel 1 and verse 8 we read, but Daniel purposed in his heart he would not defile himself. For a person to serve God, his heart must be converted so that his heart will make the right decisions and lead him in the right direction. But the heart of man is also the seat of his emotions. Being the seat or the center of the emotions is not the same as a physical reaction to the emotions or some emotional experience. This becomes clearer as we observe the emotions of the heart in contrast to the reactions of the physical heart to emotions. The heart fears. Jeremiah 32, verse 40, Jehovah said, I will put fear in their hearts. Fear is in the heart. It manifests itself with various reactions. Fear is the emotion. The heart is the center or the seat of fear. The heart despises. In 2 Samuel 6 and verse 16, and as the ark of God came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. You see, it is with the heart that man loves. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 5, but the end of the charge is love out of a pure heart. Matthew 22:37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Furthermore, the heart sorrows. In Nehemiah 2 and verse 2, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing more but sorrow of heart. When one has suffered a great loss or great sorrow, we speak of them as being heartbroken. And the opposite of a broken heart is a heart of gladness, where there is joy. In Romans 1 and verse 10 and verse 1, we learn the heart desires. Paul said, brethren, my heart's desire in prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. The heart can desire that which is good. It can also desire what is evil. All these things are emotions, and these emotions will manifest themselves in conduct and response. The Bible talks about purifying the heart, and the heart can be discouraged. The heart can be merry, it can be wise and despiteful, deceitful, heavy, proud, froward, and righteous. We can now see that the heart of man, as presented in the Bible, refers to the inward man, his spirit, that part of man that does not die when the body dies, that which is in the image of God, and it is the heart of man that must be redeemed. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? The psalmist wrote, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. It is with the heart that man believes. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. We must have faith to be saved. Faith must be in the heart. This means the intellect of man is affected. He must have the proper knowledge and understanding, making the proper decisions on the basis of evidence, and exercising the will to follow the Lord, having love and desire for truth, and hating and despising the evil. Mark 11:23 shows the heart can disbelieve and doubt. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith that shall come to pass, he shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. Friend, we cannot be saved without a believing heart. It is with the heart that man believeth unto righteousness. And this faith that must be in one's heart, it comes by the word of God. So then faith cometh of hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. It is the gospel that is God's power to save, Romans 1:16. It is by the word that our hearts are purified, 1 Peter 1:22. Acts 15:9 teaches, And put no difference between us, purifying their hearts by faith. Their faith was in the message that had been preached to them, Acts 11:14. The gospel appeals to the heart by informing the intellect, provoking the right decisions, planting and arousing the righteous motives that lead us to obedience to the gospel. Paul tells us we obey from the heart. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey? Whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but, notice this now, ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. Romans 6:16-18. When one has heard the gospel, he's believed it, he's decided to obey it, and lives accordingly, then he has what can rightly be called a heartfelt religion as far as the Bible definition is concerned. Knowledge of having done God's way will well produce observable reactions of an emotional nature. There was rejoicing at the conversion of the Ethiopian and also the Philippian jailer in Acts 8 and in Acts 16. To realize that you were once lost, bound for hell, and then become aware of God's love and provision for your salvation, taking advantage of your new spiritual state and relationship with God, it will cause one to have an emotional reaction. It is an emotional experience, but the emotions come as a result of what you know to be true. It is not a case that you think something is true simply because of some emotional experience. And it is wrong, wrong, wrong to attribute some kind of emotional reaction as some kind of direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Such is not the nature of the Bible heart. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.